Open Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of TriSceptor Productions or the Superhuman Channel. TriSceptor Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's the beginning of a new week. We've got great things planned for the week. And we're going to start out with a strong show today just to prove that. Before we get started, I have to make an announcement. Many of you who have asked about Southern Research Companies providing the Superhuman Radio audience with a discount code, and they have done it. They have responded to your requests. Now you can save 15% off of all of your product purchases at Southern Research Companies by using the coupon code SUPERHUMAN15. It's all one word, SUPERHUMAN, the number one, the number five. Save 15% off everything over at Southern Research Companies. So check that out and use that today. Okay, on today's show, during the first hour, we're going to be talking with Dr. Demetrius Vitakis. He is one of the UCLA researchers who recently was successful in engineering blood stem cells to fight melanoma. Very, very important show when you think about melanoma. They estimate that there's about 140 to 160,000 new cases discovered every single year. And the World Health Organization estimates that about 48,000 people a year lose their lives to melanoma. We hear so much in the media about skin cancer today, so this is really exciting stuff, especially because, you know, I embrace stem cell therapies, especially obviously legitimate stem cell therapies. And so we want to get the word out about that. Later in the show, we're going to be talking with Master Chef Molly McCook about farm-to-table restaurants. They're popping up everywhere. We need to see more of them. This is a, not just because of the sustainability of locally sourced foods, but because when you get out of the food chain as it is, and you start buying products locally, as we know, we do it for our own homes, the health benefits are amazing. But then when you want to go out to dinner, you end up eating conventionally grown beef and conventional produce and so on. And she has been very, very successful with her restaurant in called Ellerbee's Fine Dining in Texas, and producing a fantastic menu using exclusively farm-to-table sourced foods. And we're going to be talking with her later in the show about that. So let's get started right away. I want to welcome to the show Dr. Demetrius Vitakis. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you? Thank you for inviting me.
Very, very exciting work. First of all, how did you get started in stem cell? Why did you choose that particular area of research?
Primarily, here in California, we have, in our laboratory, we have worked on stem cell research primarily through a gene therapy aspect for it. So we have been working primarily with a focus on HIV. And we have been using this particular type of mice that we use for our model to study HIV infection. And when a group at UCLA, where they cloned a cancer patient's T-cell receptor that was specific against melanoma antigen, they asked us to be part of the group and basically set up a model where we can actually study the development of transgenic T cells using human blood stem cells.
Now, it's important. T cells are fighter cells, correct? They're good.
Exactly.
We want T cells. And in fact, when someone who is suffering from the HIV virus, one of the indicators of whether the virus is winning or the person is winning is a T cell count, correct?
It's a CD4 T cell count, yes, that's one, and loss of CD4 T cells is an indication of an active infection, yes.
Yes, okay. So the T cells are good, and obviously they are basically, for lack of better terms, not only the body's defense mechanism to insult, but also kind of like the garbage men. They take away once they destroy, correct?
Basically, what happens is once T cells see an offending molecule, in this case an antigen, they will respond to that, expand massively, clear their target, with whether it's an infected cell or a tumor or anything else. And then after that, they will retract. Most of them will die, and only a small percentage of them will stay as what we call memory. So they remember what they encountered in the past. So next time when you get exposed to it again, the response will be much more robust and much faster.
Wow, that's interesting. I didn't realize that. So T cells are trained, so to speak, to identify the enemy once they encounter them.
Yes, they have been.
That's amazing. I never realized that. Okay, so what gave you the notion that and I want to get into the stem cell therapy itself, but what gave you the notion that that you could use these T cells to basically attack the melanoma?
We do develop immune responses against melanoma and basically all cancers, because essentially our body has an immune surveillance system to keep tumors at bay, but at some point mechanisms that tumors develop to kind of evade the immune system, and that's where the problem becomes, and then the tumor takes over you have the later cases of cancer. Now, in our case, in our study, what we were trying to do, and other studies have done this, what they have done is they have taken these T cells out of patients, expanded them using different types of cytokines, and reintroduced them back to the patients, and they have had some success. However, what we're trying to do is harness the potential of stem cells, because what we can do here is we can have a constant supply of melanoma-specific T cells coming out of the patient.
Right. So the patient ends up becoming the host for their own cure.
In a way, yes.
Yeah, that's interesting. Now, it's also important to explain that these stem cells are being taken from the blood of the patient, correct?
These stem cells, the blood stem cells, can be taken from the bone marrow. And these basically, depending on the maturation state of your stem cell, if it's, let's say, human embryonic stem cell, has the potential to become many different tissues.
Right.
A human blood stem cell has the ability to become any type of blood cell, basically a red blood cell or a cell of your immune system, whether that's a T cells or B cells or anything of the innate and the adaptive responses that we have.
Okay. So the nice thing about this is we're not talking about embryonic stem cells. We're not talking about anything that crosses into the whole political warfare area about that has really tied up stem cells in the public appeal area. So we're dealing with drawing blood from the bone marrow. And then I would imagine incubating it somehow and isolating the stem cells and then differentiating the stem cells.
In this case, what for our study, basically we have the we purify the stem cells, and then we introduce through a viral vector the melanoma specific T cell receptor. So that's the part that's going to recognize the melanoma cells and target them, and then we put it back in our mouse, in our humanized mouse model, and these mice can have an entire human immune system, because they're immune compromised, developed in them. And there we can actually monitor the differentiation into T cells and the activity against the tumor. So in a patient sample, potentially what you would do is you would take the bone marrow sample from a patient, isolate the CD34s, introduce the viral vector with the TCR, and then reintroduce them back into the patients.
Okay. Now this has only been done in mice so far, correct?
So yes, for this study, yes, we haven't. Only in mice.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Here's what I want to do. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I have lots of questions about this. We're talking this hour with Dr. Demetrios Vitakis. He is with UCLA. We're talking about their research into using blood-liberated stem cells to cure melanoma. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Dr. Demetrius Vitakis about recent research using blood-liberated stem cells to cure melanoma. Dr. Vitakis, Dr. Peter Rouse on Facebook just published, posted a question. He asked where your funding came from for this research. Would you mind talking about that briefly?
Absolutely. Our funding came from the California Institute for Regenerative Medicine, from the NIH, and also we had money from the Keck Foundation and the Waxman Foundation.
Okay. All right. Now, why was the thymus tissue used in order to reimplant the stem cells into the mice?
Because the thymus was used to educate, to train the T cells. So they can mature and differentiate to a mature T cell population. So in a way, this is how to, you know, model what really happens in real life. You have a progenitor cell that will go to the thymus, and in the thymus it will get trained to not only become a T cell, but also to be able to recognize what's self, So they won't attack our own cells and non-self to be able to see and detect anything that is not, that's considered to be a threat, basically, to the body.
Now, that's interesting. That's interesting because as we age, the thymus shrinks and atrophies. It's very, very large and robust when we're young. And then with each passing year, it seems to shrink and atrophy. Isn't that correct?
That's correct. Yeah. And there are other mechanisms in the body that can contribute to any energy and training to even in the periphery. Your T cells, if they get encountered with something self, they can get energized and they will not attack your self antibodies. So there are different areas besides the thymus that actually can do this, but the thymus is the main organ that drives this.
In past interviews that I've done related to stem cell therapies, from everything to regenerating islet cells in the pancreas and everything else, it seems that retinoic acid or vitamin A in one way, shape, or form is used to enhance the environment for differentiation. Is that true in your research as well?
I can't tell for sure because we haven't seen anything along those lines. So
okay. All right. So, why did you address melanoma with this approach? Obviously, T cells could be used for just a plethora of different to cure a plethora of different issues, and obviously, as you pointed out before, different tumors and so on and so forth. Why did you use melanoma as the target for this one?
For this study, we used it because we had a T cell receptor that was cloned from a patient, and it was very effective. And that's one of the drawbacks. There's not that many T cell receptors cloned for many other types of cancer, making it a little difficult to utilize this type of protocol to target cancer. So in our case, we had the specific T cell receptor from a patient. It was very effective. We were able to clone it and then introduce it into a viral vehicle so we can use it for genetically engineering blood stem cells. We have probably one or two more of these TCRs for melanoma. So that was primarily the main reason and drive. I'm pretty sure other groups are looking into cloning T cell receptors for other types of cancer, but that's one of the main drawbacks and a big challenge for it.
I see. Now, were the T cells implanted? Where in the mice were the T cells then implanted?
So the thymic tissue and our engineered stem cells were implanted into the kidney.
I'm sorry, stem cells, not T cells. I'm sorry.
No problem. Yeah. They were implanted into the kidney capsule of these immunocompromised mice, and then after 3 weeks, we came back and we injected stem cells. Intravenously, so they can repopulate the mouse's bone marrow, and then they will use the thymic tissue to differentiate to mature T cells.
So they don't have to be implanted directly into the melanoma or the tumor, for instance.
Oh no.
Interesting. So in other words, they would not only have a value in addressing, let's say, a particularly identified melanoma on someone's skin, but throughout the whole body, any melanoma at that point in time.
Any melanoma that expresses that particular antigen that the T cells can see. So this T cell receptor is basically modeled after one particular antigen for the melanoma. There are other antigens that are being expressed, but for this one, it will target any tumors that are expressing this particular antigen.
And earlier you mentioned that melanoma sometimes can hide, if you will, or it does something to evade the body's natural mechanisms for dealing with this. Is that what it does? Does it change the antigen or the marker? How does it do that?
So there are different ways. One of them is that they will downregulate that particular marker, so then our immune system, our T cells cannot see it anymore. So a way to bypass this is to develop, to isolate TCRs against other antigens that the melanoma expresses, so that way we can have a multi-prong approach against this. That's one way. The other way is that the tumors have the ability to produce different types of proteins that can either energize like or exhaust our T cells. And typically when our immune system is constantly exposed to a particular antigen, like you would say in a chronic state,
right.
T cells tend to get energized. So that's why our approach is different, because having the stem cells, they can always introduce a fresh population of naive cells that haven't seen it yet and they haven't been exhausted. So that way we can bypass that particular block that the tumors actually employ to evade the immune system.
Okay. In a perfect world, how do you see this going now? You've done this with mice. Will it be done in humans as a test to see what the results are, or how far away is that type of an approach?
A timeline, I'm not exact, but this is basically the goal of our group, because this is a larger group. We are a consortium of multiple laboratories here at UCLA, Caltech, and University of Southern California Children's Hospital, and I think University of Connecticut. So it's basically a large consortium of different researchers. We have clinicians and basic scientists. We're the basic scientists on this. And ultimately, the goal is to utilize the knowledge from this model and move into to clinical trials. I think the idea will be initially to combine it with existing clinical protocols that they have used to treat melanoma, and hopefully, ultimately, they will just use this approach only.
It is pretty exciting. I mean, are you having this kind of success with the stem cell therapies that you're using with HIV patients?
We have a similar another laboratory here at UCLA has a similar approach of isolating a T cell receptor and using the same model, and they have had a similar success. But in the case of HIV, things are a little bit different, as the virus is actually much more savvy than a melanoma tumor. It tends to mutate more often, plus the fact that it causes a significant dysregulation of the immune system already by depleting one arm, the CD4, the T cells out of it. So that it's the story is a little bit more complicated,
okay.
But there are multiple studies that are looking at different ways of tackling the virus using human blood stem cells. And I'm pretty sure that soon we'll be hearing some news out of that.
What happens when you reimplant the stem cells in the thymus tissue into the mice, and then obviously give them these boosters, these intravenous boosters that you're giving them. What is observed? What happens to the melanoma on the skin?
So what happens is after we give them the transplantation with the CD34s, with the stem cells, we expect them to, we wait for a little bit, so then the whole human system gets reconstituted into these mice. So after we see that there are basically human T cells circulating into the bloodstream in these mice, then we challenge them with tumors. And what we notice is that the tumor sizes decrease over a period of a couple of months. And when we sacrifice the mice and we look into the tissue itself, what we notice is a lot of necrotic, a lot of dead tissue. So that means that our T cells are targeting that particular tumor, and they're destroying that destroying the tissue. The response is actually fairly quick, I could say, because within probably a month we start seeing a regression of the tumors that we had introduced into these mice.
Now, you know, sun gets the bad rap for causing melanoma, and that's arguable amongst very learned individuals, because there are some people who claim that individuals who live closest to the equator and spend most of their time in sun don't have the rate of melanoma that we have here in more developed countries. With that being said, do you have any notion as to, since you are working in this realm and you're seeing the results you're seeing, do you have any notion of what actually promotes melanoma? Because obviously your therapy will get rid of melanoma in a situational basis, but if that person continues to expose their body to whatever insult caused the melanoma, there will be reoccurrences. You're getting rid of this incidence. You're not curing them forever, so to speak, right?
Right. We're hoping that having a permanent population of melanoma-specific T cells will be very helpful. But as long as you engage into basically behaviors that will increase your risk of melanoma, the tumor will keep constantly evading the immune system. So that might pose a problem. So in a way, yes, this is a way to treat people and help people, but still they should basically follow the
dermatologist's advice. And
dermatologist's advice and other risk factors, such as, for example, smoking and all these other factors that increase the rate for melanoma. So, nothing changes. We still have to do what we're supposed to do.
No, I agree 100% because what I want to do is we're going to go into a break in a moment. And when we come back, what I'd like to discuss with you, if we can, is once you have these intelligent T cells that now recognize the job that they have to do, and they have the target well established, does this do anything to change cellular apoptosis, which obviously is at the root of the genesis of melanoma? We're talking with Dr. Demetrios Fitakis from UCLA about their research using stem cells liberated from blood to treat melanoma. You're listening to Super Human Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Come on.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects: estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is
only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You want to check the website later today when I post Elisa Profumo's delicious and scrumptious roasted Parmesan herb almonds. These things are unbelievable. They'll be up there on the Superhuman Radio website later today in Elisa's blog, where you can find wonderful, healthy, really healthy, not just the word healthy that everybody throws around, healthy snacks and foods and meals and great stuff. She posts some great recipes up there. We're talking this hour with Dr. Demetrius Vitakis. Later in the show, we'll be talking with Molly McCook about farm-to-table restaurants. I don't know about you, but when I go out to a restaurant, if they don't have grass-fed beef, I really don't want to eat that steak. I feel guilty for eating it. We need to get the message out there to more and more restaurant owners that we'll pay more for food that keeps us healthy. And coming around to that discussion, Dr. Vitakis, you know, we understand that melanoma arises from a change in the apoptotic landscape of the skin, correct?
Yes, and mutations on the DNA on skin cells, yes.
Yes, okay. And it's debatable where this occurs, whether it's a combination of things. The sun has been blamed for it. I suspect that has a lot more to do with the pro-inflammatory diet that we eat here in the United States. The question I have is when these T cells are employed to get rid of the current melanoma, does it do anything to the apoptotic landscape? Does it switch it back to an environment where melanoma perhaps won't thrive as frequently?
I don't think so. Primarily, the role of these cells will be basically to seek out and target and destroy and destroy the melanoma cells. But I don't see them actually changing that aspect of it.
Okay, all right. Have you read anything about the one of the constituents found in ginger, Zingibar officinalis, is something called 6-gingerol? Are you familiar with that at all, by any chance?
No, not
okay. There's some really good research on there, out on PubMed and HiWire and a variety of other databases that store research papers about 6-gingerol's ability to halt melanogenesis in actual melanoma, and I guess the way it does it supposedly is. A direct effect on inflammation by reducing intracellular reactive oxygen species, and this somehow reestablishes the apoptotic landscape and lets things go back to normal, if you will. So it was just interesting. I just read that a couple weeks ago. I got a paper from somebody because I'm a big proponent of ginger for a variety of health benefits, and I thought that kind of played into this discussion here a little bit. It's interesting stuff, really, really interesting stuff. So with your therapy, do you foresee a period in the near future where this would be tested on humans, or how far up the road do you see it tested on humans?
Not that far. We know, in light of these studies, our group is planning to enter to start setting up clinical studies. So hopefully within the next 5 to 10 years, we could start seeing something being set up.
Why does it take so long? That has to be frustrating to you as a researcher.
There's a lot of regulatory hurdles that have to be addressed, unfortunately, and we have to or fortunately, actually, make sure that patients' rights are protected, make sure that this approach is not toxic and won't have any side effects. And I think that's the most important part of it. And I think that's kind of my personal opinion. Even when you're having people with cancer metastatic, especially, let's say, metastatic melanoma, you want to make sure that there is going to be some type of effect, because their hopes get high, and at the end, you don't want to do more harm than actually benefiting them. And I think that's, to me, that's the most important part.
Well, I can appreciate that, and that you're accurate in that. We don't want to do something that helps them in one area but then hurts them in another area. But
yeah.
The current go-to mode of treatment for melanoma is ionizing radiation, correct?
They're chemotherapy approaches. Yeah.
I mean, those are pretty damaging.
They are, with very severe, they're very bad side effects, yes.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I've talked about it on this show. In my humble opinion, and obviously I'm not a learned scholar, chemotherapy is tantamount to you getting a stain on the rug in your home, and we decide to burn the whole house down to eradicate it. So I'm not a proponent of chemotherapy, and I think there are other modalities out there, like the things that you're working on. And I would like to see emphasis put on these modalities and help guys like you fast track something like this. Were there any noticeable negative effects of this therapy on the little mice?
No, we haven't. And one of the problems with that is because the mice don't live as long as humans. So I think any side effects that might rise from this cannot be observed in this model. And this is one of the limitations of it. But in a clinical study with a cohort of patients, they will be monitored by physicians, and they can observe anything that might rise up later on. So so we can only go so far using these mice. Yeah.
Do you go to rats next? Is that what the next step is? I mean, do
we... we are actually going to continue with this model because we have established this model to work and look at other avenues how we can further improve this system.
You know, it's estimated that currently in the United States there's about 12 million cancer survivors. And that number is a dynamic number, because survival in cancer is estimated successful if someone lives for 5 years after being diagnosed with the cancer. You know, I see therapies like yours as being almost, naturopathic. And by that I mean you're taking something. There was a wonderful doctor who I had the great privilege of communicating with many, many years ago. And he actually used to be from UCLA. And I don't know if you know who he is, but his name was Dr. Robert Gorder. And he was back then, I'm going back maybe 10 years, he was treating pancreatic cancer by extracting dendrite cells from the patient, incubating them and making them much more robust and so on, and then injecting them directly into tumors. And he ended up going to Germany, where they were more favorable and tolerant of this therapy, and they didn't try to block or stand in his way. And he now has I just got an email from him about 2 weeks ago, because I sent someone who lives in Germany to him, and they renamed the hospital there. It used to be the Cologne Model Cancer Institute, and now it's called the Gorder Model Cancer Institute, because the guy has done such amazing things. I think those types of therapies should be embraced over therapies where you are, you know, putting drugs in a person or exposing them to ionizing radiation, which has, while it destroys the cancer, it destroys so much more. And then the person finds themselves not struggling and fighting for life because of the cancer, but the therapy that they used to treat it. So I wish they would give guys like you all the funding you need and the green lights and everything you need to kind of just roll with this, because this seems like a much more natural approach than cisplatin or something like that.
That's true. In a way, that's what we're trying to do, basically tweak or harness the potential that the immune system have, and basically increase the available pool of cells that can target the cancer. And you're right, funding is an issue, and especially these days, it's quite challenging.
Are you challenged by this, working in this area of stem cell therapy? It is thought that, and obviously there's lots of conspiracy theories out there, but it's thought that the pharmaceutical agenda does not like the notion of stem cell therapy, because the idea of curing someone of something as opposed to managing their symptoms with drugs, it doesn't have an appealing profit model attached to it. Do you get any feeling of that when you're looking for funding for these types of research projects?
We don't get that feeling. I think one of the things that primarily hindered stem cell research was mostly embryonic stem cell research, was the politics of the whole issue. And I think we were fortunate here in California that the voters passed the stem cell initiative, and that funded a lot of good stem cell research in the state, and keeps still funding it. So I think mostly the politics of the issue and the sensitivity of the issue has been a little bit of an obstacle to
when you talk to people who are not within your industry, and maybe you're at a dinner party or something, someone says, "Well, Dr. Vitakis, what do you do?" And you say, "Well, I'm working with stem cell therapy." Are people still stuck in that mindset that this is embryonic stem cell and you're killing fetuses and this is horrible? Or have people pretty much been educated enough by the media to understand that there are other modalities, other alternatives? It's not embryonic stem cell anymore.
And mostly with the people that I interact, yes, they can tell the difference between the two. But I think the issue will be mostly in the general public. I think there's still a lot to be to be taught, basically, and I think there's need to be more information out there, so people can get the message that there's different types of stem cells that can be used effectively for different purposes. So,
yeah, there's a host of research out there now, just cataloging and creating progenitor stem cells from different host tissue. I remember Life Extension Foundation funded a study. And I don't remember, the doctor was on my show over a year ago, but he was actually taking skin stem cells and being able to reverse them back to, he was taking skin tissue and somehow reversing some of the cells back to stem cells and then creating like a whole host of potential catalogs of cells from these. And it's like there's so much good work being done in the area of stem cell today. I don't hear the media talking about it. I hear them. They sure did do a lot of talking about embryonic stem cells and casting the shadow on stem cell therapy as well. You got to kill a fetus to get a stem cell. I don't see them giving the same attention to research that's being done using, you know, tissue and blood from the actual patient and then liberating stem cells from them at all.
That's true, although it seems that there's more and more news slowly, at a slow pace, it's coming out in terms of stem cells from other tissues, but that's correct. I think the human embryonic stem cell debate, in a way, kind of took over everything.
Have you been interviewed about this research that you did on any other shows so far?
You're the first one.
That's sad, in my opinion. I mean, I feel privileged to have you on. This is wonderful stuff you're doing. But that's sad, because if people would be interviewing you, then the average American person sitting out there would go, "Oh, you mean you don't have to abort a baby to get stem cells? They can take it out of your blood," and then the stigma would be removed. And that's my frustration. Not enough. I do shows on stem cell therapies that I am sure some of my audience members think are boring. But the reason I do them, more importantly than just a segment or area of your research is to let people know that stem cell therapies are viable and they don't do any harm to anybody or fetuses or anything like that. So it's really good. We have to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to wrap it up with Dr. Vitakis, and then we'll have Molly McCook on talking about farm-to-table restaurants in the United States. We'll be right back.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Get everything right. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Dr. Demetrius Vitakis from UCLA, great university. And you're right, California has invested a great deal in stem cell therapy. You guys have a great stem cell lab there. There's great work being done there that I'm aware of. There's a Dr. Michael Levesque who has been working on stem cell therapy for Parkinson's disease and making amazing breakthroughs with basically what we're talking about here. He extracts from the patient's brain the needed materials, and then they incubate it and grow it and differentiate it, and then they reimplant it, and the symptoms of Parkinson's disease begin to go away within the first couple months of reimplantation, to the point where the patient is 80% symptom free in 6 months. And And in the meantime, people out there are being told to take, you know, their dopamine and carbidopa tablets, which just speed the progress of the disease along. And the FDA and everybody else just holds these projects up. They need to move faster with these things. Dr. Peter Rouse posted on my Facebook just now, you know, why can vaccines be pushed through with little or no testing, but treatments like this are held up for years? And I know his frustration. It is frustrating. You know, vaccines, they make a vaccine, they test it on a couple people, a couple monkeys, and next thing you know, there's thousands and thousands and thousands of doses being injected into people. But therapies like stem cell therapy, well, you know, 10 years from now, we'll be able to test it on people. That's just, to me, I'm sorry. You know, I understand in science, you guys don't like to do anything hastily. Everything must be tested, retested. The results must be duplicated over and over and over and over again ad infinitum. And I respect that. But what I'm saying is people need to put the gas pedal behind somebody like you that they're using to rush vaccines to market. And it's frustrating. It's frustrating to people like me who someday could need this therapy. And I'll be faced with, you know, what? You know, radiation therapy and chemotherapy. I won't do that. I'll tell you that right now. I'll find a different alternative. It's the truth. That's the way I am. You know, it's like I'm telling you, the prognosis of chemotherapy scares me more than cancer. I'd rather take my chances with cancer. So anyway, listen, you're doing great work. Fantastic
Thank
work.
You.
And I applaud you. And I wish that for Christmas, somebody taps you on the shoulder and says, you know what? We want to put money behind this. We want to fast track this. This is great. Skin cancer is a problem in this day and age. Like I said before, 48,000 people a year die from it. 140,000 people are diagnosed with it. And the methods of treating it today are, in my humble opinion, barbaric. Barbaric. So there you go. You're doing great things, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
Okay, take care.
You too.
All right, so there you go. What we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to have Molly McCook on. And this is a subject that's near and dear to my heart because, like I said before, I like to go out and eat. And I really do feel guilty when I go to a restaurant and I order a steak and I think this is a grain-fed, corn-fed steak. In fact, Elisa and I went to a farmer's market the other day, and she goes, oh, look, they have grass-fed beef here. Do you want me to pick up some steaks? And I said, yeah, definitely. Get me some. And so when she came home, she said she didn't get any steaks. I said, why didn't she? Why didn't you get any steaks? She said, well, when I went to the guy to buy the steaks, I asked him, are these grass-fed? Because the sign says grass-fed beef. He says, is this grass-fed beef? And he goes, well, we finish them on corn and grain. And she knew immediately that I didn't want that steak. She goes, oh, no, never mind. And so this guy takes perfect, pristine, grass-fed beef. And so he can eke out a few dollars a pound more by loading it up with some marbleized intramuscular fat. He finishes them on corn and grain. I mean, my God, that's like going to an auction and being the winning bidder of a beautiful Picasso original, and then taking it home, hanging it on your wall, and getting some day glow spray paint and kind of spraying the periphery of it to kind of, you know, just let's decorate it a little bit, make it a little bit better. Picasso didn't have day glow back then. He didn't have neons. Let's add a little neon to this beautiful painting here and just crapping on it. I'm baffled by that one. Maybe we'll talk about that with Molly when she's on the show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
We like them dumb and we we especially like. Which one? You know, the ones with the cars that go...
Say what? Pause. Them hoes. Them tricks. They go boom. Them tricks.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart-healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at USCellWellness.com. USCell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at USCellWellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Finally, a time-released energy tablet. No more shots or drinks filled with sugar. Atomic Tabs are here. Atomic Tabs are the only time-released, high-energy, chewable tablet available anywhere. Atomic Tabs have as much caffeine as a cup of coffee, combined with energy and focus-enhancing ingredients that will give you a long-lasting wave of energy with no jitters or crash. Energy comes on in 5 minutes after you chew it. Go to AtomicTabs.com, be one of the first 10,000 people to sign the mailing list and get a free sample of Atomic Tabs. Go to AtomicTabs.com today. Chew your energy.
Tune into the Superhuman Channel 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and listen to classic episodes of Superhuman Radio. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Listen Now button.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
She take my money.
Work it, make it, do it. Makes us all the better, faster, stronger.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My next guest is Molly McCook. She is the master chef at Ellerby's Fine Dining. You're in Fort Worth, right?
Yes, we are.
Fort Worth, Texas. We're going to be discussing farm-to-table restaurants, the importance of farm-to-table restaurants for a variety of reasons. And obviously, this enhances locally sourced foods and helps local farmers and so on and so forth. First of all, how long have you been a chef?
We have been open here for right at 2.5 years, but I've been cooking for going on 15.
That's what I was getting at. Okay, so for 15 years you've been cooking. Were you always driven by locally sourced foods?
I have been. I actually just didn't even realize it in the beginning. I grew up in Louisiana with grandparents that farmed and ranched, and so it was just the natural thing that we did is we went out to the garden and picked our vegetables, and it was whatever was growing, we canned and preserved. That's what we ate. So as I grew through my culinary studies, there was this big movement going on in California for this farm-to-table, and it just clicked. This is what I've been doing my entire life. So I understood it right away.
Yeah, so in other words, it wasn't like you became a zealot, like, oh, I'm going to do the farm-to-table thing and I'm going to build a restaurant on it. This is really the right way to cook.
It is. I strongly feel that way, you know, not only for your body but also for your community, to be able to keep money in the community by shopping at your local farmers markets. And your body reacts so much better to eating what is in season and what's the freshest. You know, when you go to that farmers market, they picked it that day, that morning, versus going to the grocery store and it's been sitting on a shelf or ripening in a warehouse for a month. There's no nutrients left at that point.
Well, you know, it was Dr. Mauro Di Pasquale, who has been on my show numerous times. The guy is very, very intelligent from Toronto, Canada. And he was the first person to start talking to me about the polyphasic diet of prehistoric humans. And, you know, depending on your genetic origin, you were exposed to certain foods. But more importantly, you were exposed to certain foods based on seasonality. And, you know, it's really, and I actually like to use the term human husbandry when I talk about those of us who live in the United States today and we discuss diet, because I complain that I don't want to eat a cow that eats an artificial diet. I want to eat a cow that has a natural diet that she was genetically predisposed to eat, mm-hmm. because that's a healthy animal and we want to eat healthy animals. Well, you know what? We humans eat artificial diets, and those of us who don't think we do because we adhere to paleo nutrition, we do. If you're eating oranges in the middle of winter, chances are oranges didn't grow back in the day in the middle of winter.
That's right.
And so, you know, we have to observe seasonality. There's a value to observing seasonality. It's clear. Who knows? Maybe all of the food allergies have something to do with the fact that we don't have seasonality anymore.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I strongly believe that, and along with seasonality, also regional. Where are you living? Is it normal for you to be eating that? Would that be growing in your backyard? And the reason why it might not be is that the temperatures are completely different, so you don't need that orange at that time of the year.
Right.
Because it would not be growing where you're living at that point.
But doesn't that pose a problem? So now let's go back to the whole the raconteur, the restaurant owner, okay? Mm-hmm. So the restaurant owner needs consistency. We know, I was in the restaurant business when I lived in Las Vegas for a very short period of time, and I have to tell you, anybody who's in the restaurant business, kudos, because it's a tough business to be in. People are fickle. But, you know, a restaurant will live and die by consistency. If I walk into that restaurant and I order veal marsala, it better taste the same every single time I eat it. If I get one time that tastes different, and doesn't have to taste worse, doesn't have to taste bad, but just different. If it tastes different, I go, oh, you know what? You don't always get the same meal there. Isn't there a challenge when restaurant owners start looking at locally sourced foods that there's going to be some inconsistency in produce and stuff like that?
There is, but I think we're so used to going into a restaurant and knowing, I'm only going to that restaurant because that is my favorite veal marsala. What we do here at Ellerbe is, depending on the season, the menu is changing. When I cannot get goat cheese anymore because my farmer has all the babies and that's where the milk is going to, not making the cheese anymore, I'm changing that dish. So it's always evolving on what you're going to get when you come into Ellerbe. But it's always going to be consistent with what is the freshest at that point in the season.
Mm. So you have to limit your menu if you want to do locally sourced foods.
I think you do, but not so much as a limit. You have to focus it. You can't try and do everything all year long because that's not the way the seasons work. You need to see what is the best at this point and highlight that. And that's what we try to do here.
So give me an example. Like now Texas just went through a terrible drought. Were you affected by that drought?
We were. It was a very, very hard summer. you know, lots of zucchini and squash.
Because they're robust. They survive, I guess, right?
They do. They do.
And I got to tell you something. You know what I just am crazy for now? Spaghetti squash. Mm-hmm. I could eat spaghetti squash 3 times a day, every day. It is so fantastic. It's got that, you know, it has a little butternut flavor to it. It's got like a slight sweetness, nuttiness to it.
It does, yes.
I like it better. I mean, I go, there's one restaurant that I like to go to here in town just because they always have spaghetti squash available, and I can order anything I want and have spaghetti squash with it. It's fantastic. I love it. Yeah, so
I do too. We use a lot of butternut here, and because it grows very easily, being one of the gourds, and it's pretty resilient to the light frost that we get during the fall. Like today, it's 25 out, but all of our butternuts will survive through the winter. But what I like to do is use that ingredient in multiple ways. Like right now we have a salad with butternut squash as well as a dessert with it. So you're not just pigeonholed to a classic idea. Use those flavors wherever they complement each other.
Really, a dessert with butternut squash?
We do. Mm-hmm.
Can I ask what it is? Is it like a mousse or
sure.
something?
It's a butternut squash and creme fraiche tart.
Oh, wow.
So
that does
it's
sound
kind
good.
Of a play on the flavors of a pumpkin pie.
Oh, and yeah, perfect.
Ginger snap crust. Mm-hmm.
That sounds really... Ginger snap crust?
It is.
Wow, that does sound good. All of a sudden, I'm getting hungry.
Good.
Do restaurant owners need to consider joining CSAs if they're going to do more farm-to-table type stuff? Because I know I've been to a lot of sustainable agricultural events, and I know that from the farm side, they'll say, look, we're not going to grow something that we don't know is going to be sold, because sure, we can eat some of it ourselves, but we don't want to eat a whole crop ourselves. So they claim that they need the restaurant owners to come forth and say, look, I'll give you this much money each month for the next few months. Here's what I want. Do you do that?
The way that I have always worked it, and within 2.5 years, I've gotten great relationships with my farmers. We care about them so much. My patrons know their name. I give them name recognition on my menu because those ingredients are not the ones that I grew. And I want my patrons to know and what farmer's market to go to purchase that from them.
Wow.
But what I've done is I let them lead. If they have something new that they want to try growing, please grow it and bring it to me, and I will incorporate it somewhere because I know it's going to be the freshest. I know that you're going to care about it when you're growing it because you want to do something different. And also, if you've got an abundance of, say, arugula or the butternut squash or something like that you need to move because you can't move it on your table, call me. I will incorporate it into my menu to help you out, and you help me out.
Now, obviously, those of us who are sensitive to locally sourced foods, for whatever reason it is that we're sensitive to it, would patronize a restaurant that specializes in locally sourced foods. That gives you an edge. Is that an edge that you're afraid to lose to another restaurant? If you say to them, you know, why don't you guys join me in helping these farmers? Do you incorporate other restaurant owners, or do you say, no, this is my edge. I don't want to bring these people into this.
I think the more people who cook this way, eat this way, live this way, the better it is for all of us. So any time that I get a product that's really nice, or say one of my farmers has too many tomatoes, I'll give them names of other chefs here in town and tell them I told you to go there, and they will go and drop off tomatoes or whatever it might be and try and get them interested in using the farm-to-table concept that we use here.
Interesting.
It's just like being on a restaurant row street. They say, oh, well, there's too many restaurants. Well, no. They might be eating at the restaurant next to you, but they got to look at your restaurant and see how full you were. So maybe next time they'll be coming in to see you.
Yeah, so you can't think like there's only a certain size of the pie, and if I'm not getting my piece, I'm hurting myself. You have to invite. And that's why the reason I was asking about CSA is, do you belong to a consortium of restaurants that buy from your farmers, or do your farmers go out and solicit the other restaurants in your area?
I don't belong to a CSA. Some of my farmers do CSAs for the community. I have 3 or 4 farmers markets that I shop regularly. Then I have a few farmers that actually don't even go to the farmers market. They're usually selling wholesale, but they, through word of mouth, know who I am, and they'll show up at my back door once a week with a truckload of produce trying to see if I need anything. So
right.
Once the word's out there that you're doing this and that it is that you're supporting it. It's not just a whim that you're doing. It's amazing the way that the community comes together, the farmers come together, and all the kitchens. So.
Okay. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to get deeper into this. We're talking this hour with Molly McCook. She is the master chef at Ellerbee's Fine Dining in Fort Worth, Texas. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at USCellWellness.com. USCell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at USCellWellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro Series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
J.R., Sean Kingston. You're way too beautiful, girl.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio.
That's why it'll never work. You have me.
We're talking this hour with Molly McCook, master chef at Ellerbee's Fine Dining in Fort Worth, Texas, a premier farm-to-table restaurant. You know, we talk about farm-to-table, and, you know, right now it's like the thing to do. You know, back in the day, you wore a sweater over your shoulders, and it's like, it's more than that. Farm to table is healthy. If you're buying locally sourced foods, especially grass fed beef, you mainly raise swine, you mainly raise chickens, you're buying healthy animals and you're eating healthy animals, it makes you healthier. And, you know, I was talking about this earlier in the show, before you were actually on the air with me, and that is, you know, there's a couple restaurants that I like to go to, and I like to eat steak, but I'm a huge proponent of grass-fed beef because I understand how important omega-3 to omega-6 ratios are, how important conjugated linoleic acid is. I understand that, you know, cows that eat grass exclusively, which is what nature intended them to eat, are healthy animals, and they then they impart health on those individuals who eat that animal protein. And when I go to a restaurant, and I won't name any, but there's a couple really, really high-end steakhouses here in Louisville, Kentucky, and I order that steak, and I actually have a sense of, what's the word I'm looking for? Guilt. Because I know that while I'm eating this steak and it tastes good, it's not good for my body. You know? You know what I'm talking about, Molly?
I do, for sure. And I think right now people are just really starting to come around to grass-fed in the United States. You know, you go to South America and places of Europe, grass-fed is much more common than the grain-fed that we've all been brought up on. And it does have a different texture, a little different flavor.
Different smell.
But it's not the norm for most Americans. And so it definitely is becoming more popular, and you're seeing more of it in restaurants. You're even seeing it in, you know, your medium line grocery stores. You don't have to go to the highest end and pay an arm and a leg for it anymore, which is, it was out of reach for many Americans for a long time to be able to afford that to put on your dinner table.
You know, but it's still not available in the mainstream grocery stores like the Kroger's of the world and the Alpha Betas of the world. They don't have it yet. The Trader Joe's, the Whole Foods, which are a little bit more boutique-ish type grocery stores that attract a more conscientious shopper, most likely. You know, Trader Joe's has a great deal, $5.99 a pound for 85/15 grass-fed chopped meat, you know, ground beef.
Right.
This stuff is great. And I talked about it on the show one time because we talk about grass-fed beef all the time on the show. And I had someone message me on Facebook, and they said they went to Trader Joe's and they bought it, and it smells funny. And I said, yes, you're right. I said, grass-fed beef smells just like wet dog. The ground beef smells just like wet dog. I said, and it tastes a little different too, but it tastes great. It's just a different flavor. It's not that it tastes worse than corn-fed or grain-fed beef. It tastes different, but you have to remember, when people fell in love with beef 300, 500, 1,000 years ago, that's what it tasted like. It didn't taste like the beef we eat today.
Right. Well, and I think so many people have grown up that a great steak means you can cut it with your fork. Well, I don't know where we got that as the norm. I mean, this is protein. This is supposed to have some body to it. It's supposed to have lots of flavor to it. And that's what you get out of grass-fed. Where these animals have actually roamed and done what they were supposed to be doing instead of being in a cage.
Now, you obviously have grass-fed beef on your menu.
We do.
Do you have to tell when someone comes into your restaurant for the first time, and I was a waiter early on in my career, do the wait staff have to say, you know, this is farm to table, some of the food is different? Do you have to say anything to the people, or do you just let them go for it?
We have very educated servers here, which we're very lucky to have, and they completely back our vision for the restaurant. So if they have a patron who is interested in this, they know all the spiels, and they can go off because they listen to me preach to them all the time about
right.
all the different things that we have. But if it's also just, you know, someone who's just coming in to have a nice meal, they let them be. And, you know, after the dinner, it's very funny to hear the people say, you know, wow, that just tastes so much different. It just tastes so much better. And we explain to them, well, this is much fresher, much cleaner product. It might be the grass-fed. It might be, you know, a different vegetable than they're used to having that they didn't want to even try. You know, our seafood has not been frozen, things like that that you don't realize until you're eating it and you really think about what you're putting in your body, how much better it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there anything on your menu that when people have it for the first time, they say, wow, this doesn't taste like I'm accustomed to or anything like that?
The one thing that we hear over and over again is our tomatoes. I have a farmer who grows heirloom tomatoes for us.
They are the best, aren't they, heirloom tomatoes?
They're
nothing like tomato. You know, I remember my grandfather growing tomatoes when I was a kid, and that's what heirloom tomatoes taste like to me now.
It is. It does not taste like that grocery store gritty, watery thing that they call a tomato. It has so much flavor. And, you know, our farmer, if they go down, because the plants go through cycles, so we will have tons and tons of them for 3 months. Then they stop for about a month, then they start back up. So for that month, we have people, well, where are your tomatoes? Why don't you have your tomato salad? Why don't you have this? So my farmer doesn't have them, and I'm not going to bring in these others and try and sell that to you. That is not what we do here. You want fresh, and you want something flavorful, and there's a reason why it's worth the wait.
What can we do as patrons? I have a couple restaurants that I like. Actually, it's interesting. There's one restaurant here in Louisville called Eddie Merlot's, and it's a chain.
Mm-hmm.
It's a chain of fine dining restaurants, and they have a grass-fed New York strip. And guess what? It's $40.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I order it when I go there.
It's worth it.
It's delicious. I mean, it's 16 ounces. It's a pound.
Right.
It's so good. And it tastes like the grass-fed beef that I make at home. But there are other restaurants that are specialized steakhouses that have not gotten this notion about putting grass-fed on their menu. In fact, I was at one recently, named after a woman named Ruth, and I go there a lot, and I when I was talking to the wait person who waits on us all the time, I said, when are you guys going to add a grass-fed beef product? And he said, oh, you know, they've talked about that, but it's just too much trouble. And I'm thinking, how can it be too much trouble? You know, even if it's not locally sourced. I mean, there's a sponsor of my show that owns a company called U.S. Cell Wellness that also owns a company called U.S. Wellness Meats, John Wood. And, you know, they ship grass-fed beef all over the country. And in 2 days, you order it today, it's on your doorstep the day after tomorrow.
Right.
And I'm thinking, well, how hard could it be to get grass-fed beef? You're a steakhouse. And if anybody should be able to get it, they should be able to get it. They're a big steak chain, too. It just doesn't make sense to me. What can I do as a consumer to get the message to the restaurants that I'm visiting?
I think the more we ask for it, they have to listen. And I think that the consumers are not saying, we want to switch over to all grass-fed, but give us an option, and we want an option. And the more people that ask for that option, the more they're going to hear. And it takes a little time to get the change in there, but like we were saying before, it is becoming more and more available. So the more it's out there, the better chance you have of getting it on the menus.
Yeah. Pork is one of those things that's kind of left out in the wind. I think the pigs probably feel a little slighted that everybody's making a fuss over cage-free chickens and grass-fed beef. And meanwhile, you know, pigs, by and large, are continuing to be raised in terrible conditions, fed the most artificial of artificial diets. They're fed garbage, literally. I mean, I lived in Las Vegas for a while, and in the back of every casino, there is a separate dumpster that the pig farmers pick up,
right.
And they throw everything in there that is considered a food product. That means hot dogs, steaks, chocolate, cheese, anything that's food, and it could be rotten, it could be rancid, but they take that out to the pig farm. They feed that to the pigs. That's what they feed them.
Mm-hmm.
So what should we look for as consumers? That would be the gold standard for a piece of pork that is naturally raised and healthy for us.
When I'm looking for pork, I usually go either heritage grown, so it's kind of like an heirloom tomato, but in the pork world. So it's a cleaner bloodline, and if someone's going to take the time to raise heritage pork, they're going to take the time to feed them properly and to give them roaming space versus the pens as well. Or I also am a big proponent for wild game, boar.
I love boar.
Great flavor, less fat, and you know that it's wild. It is living off of the land.
What exactly, when you say heritage, I've heard this before, actually. John Wood is the one who told me about heritage pork. You mainly raised heritage pigs. Is a heritage pig actually a bloodline that has not been tampered with by the pork-producing industry?
Exactly. And there's many different lines. And, of course, I can't remember them. There's the spotted. It goes on and on. But they have not been genetically messed with to produce more white meat or to be able to hold more marbling. It's truly what the pig is meant to taste like.
Wow. And so when we eat that type of pork, do we notice a difference? There are people out there who don't like pork because, and I'm talking about conventional pork, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Will they tend to like a heritage originating piece of pork?
I think so. I think it has more flavor. You know, it's kind of like the chicken. People say, well, chicken just tastes like whatever sauce you have on it.
Yeah.
Well, if you eat a clean bird, then no, it actually does have flavor. Same with pork. It's not going to just taste bland. It has flavor, same as the grass-fed versus the corn-fed cattle.
Right, right, right. We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk to you a little bit about chicken and turkeys for a second.
Sure.
I got a turkey this year for Thanksgiving from my farmer. And it was alive on Monday, and I picked it up on Wednesday. And I got to tell you, it was the best turkey I've ever had in my life. And there's a lot to that. So we're talking today with Molly McCook with Ellerbee Fine Dining in Fort Worth, Texas. Those of you who live in Texas, check it out. They are the premier farm-to-table restaurant, blazing a new path that I predict in the next decade is going to be the only way for restaurants to survive. Because those of us who know that we don't want to eat foods that cause chronic disease. We already do this at home. We want to be able to go out to restaurants and eat that way as well. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Six Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single
capsule, brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined, will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Molly McCook. You were named for this, weren't you, Molly? We're talking about farm-to-table styles for restaurants. Restaurants need to get with the program. My audience already does this. We grow our own vegetables. We source out the right types of animal proteins. We eat this way at home. But, you know, we have to go out once in a while, right? You want to go out, it's your anniversary. You want to take your lovely bride out to a nice dinner. And you want to feel like you are able to at least access some of the foods that you normally would eat. This is just common. And more restaurants have to get the message. And when restaurants start doing more locally sourced foods, the local economy is helped as well. Let's talk about poultry for a second. Do you buy your chickens from a local farmer as well?
My chicken is not from a local farmer, but it is free range and chemical free.
Why not from a local farmer in this case?
I don't have one here that is up to my standards of what I want to serve. The way that I look at all of my products, especially the proteins, because there's only so much that you can do within a 150-mile radius of the restaurant. If I have a certain quality that I expect and consistency for my patrons and for us to have a good relationship.
So give me an example. Give me an example of what you look for in a chicken that makes you go out of your way to find chickens someplace else.
It definitely has to be free range. It definitely has to be hormone free. The cage-free, I want something that is a smaller producer. The larger producers start to cut corners,
yeah.
I feel.
What are the corners? I know they call them cage-free, mm-hmm. but technically the chickens are still in a pen, if you will, and sequestered. Is that what you're talking about?
They are, and the larger manufacturers will feed the animals from one side of the cage their entire life. Even though the other side is open, they know where the food is coming from, so they don't leave.
What's the advantage to having a chicken not move around freely?
For them, it's larger mass. It's going to have larger breasts, larger legs, so they're going to get more money for that chicken. Versus the one that's going to move around is going to have exercise, and it's not going to carry as much body mass.
But, you know, there's all this emphasis on vegetarian diets for chickens, like especially in the egg world. Now, if you go, I get all my eggs from my farmer too. But mm-hmm. Occasionally I run out of eggs and I'll run over to Kroger's and I'll look and I'll think, what am I going to get? And there's, you know, the Eggland's Best and there's Land O'Lakes is now in the egg business, and everybody's pushing this vegetarian diet. But let's face it, chickens aren't vegetarians; they eat worms.
Right.
So what's the big what? Why is everybody pushing a vegetarian diet? Is it just because the average consumer is naive and thinks, oh, this chicken's eating a vegetarian diet, it's got to be healthier?
I don't think that they're naive. I just think that we have not been informed enough. And so when someone hears the word vegetarian, they think it's going to, that means it's clean. That yeah. doesn't, and it's not. That's not the case.
Yeah.
What you need is to make sure that the animals are being cared for properly. And if they're being cared for, then their eggs are not stressed. And and it's going to be a better product at the end for you at the grocery store.
Okay, so you actually visit, did you visit the farm where you get the chickens, or did you do some kind of reconnaissance where you know that these really are free-range chickens? They run around and peck and poke and all that sort of stuff?
I do lots of research before I bring anything onto our menu, be it the chicken. I use Broken Arrow here that for a lot of my game as well, that actually my family sells to, and I know other farmers. It is a co-op, so I really prefer co-ops to anything, because then you know that you're helping the smaller farmer and they're coming together for purchasing power.
Right. When we you just mentioned the word game. What other game can we find on the Ellerbe Fine Dining menu?
It changes frequently. We do, like I said, wild boar. Right now we actually have water buffalo that is coming from a farmer just about 30 miles from here. She's making fresh mozzarella, and to be able to make the fresh mozzarella, you got to have babies. So, we're doing water buffalo, which is very unique. Most people don't offer that.
How is water buffalo different than bison?
If you can believe it, it's still leaner.
Leaner than bison? Holy
mackerel. Leaner than bison. Less cholesterol and fat than all white chicken.
Wow, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. What about, do you ever do venison? Does venison ever make the menu?
We do. We do Axis, which is completely free range. They are a wild exotic from Africa that no cage whatsoever, humanely slaughter as well.
Right. Is that important? You know, I'm actually getting ready to do a show next week. Where some research has been done, and they're calling for more investigations of the processing. Because remember, we all railed against NAIS a couple years ago. You know what I'm talking about? And the RF tagging that they wanted to force farmers to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the argument is, we already know where the cows and chickens are coming from. That's not the problem. The problem happens once they go into the processing plant and they're processed. That's where the cross-contamination occurs, and when they eviscerate the animal, they're not doing things right, blah, blah, blah.
Exactly.
And so how much of a role does that play in your decisions for where you get your products from, the actual processing? Does that come into play at all for you?
It does. With the wild game, you know, it's regulated by the United States, and so they actually, to keep the stress levels down on these animals, they go out to the ranches with pretty much a mobile
slaughterhouse.
Yes, pretty much. And so it is done with sharpshooters for the field, for the animal. It is
The animal, that's beautiful. So the animal isn't put into a crib, clamped down on the neck, and then and it knows something's about to happen. It just doesn't know what. And then it's killed. These animals are roaming, and someone's actually shooting them like a hunter.
Exactly.
So they don't even see it coming.
No stress whatsoever on these animals.
That is really great.
Mm-hmm.
That's really, really great. So do people like venison? Obviously, I love venison. I hunted when I was a kid, and I haven't had a good piece of deer meat in a long time. Do they like the venison?
They do, you know. And we're in Texas. You know, most people around here do hunt, but that was always one of my goals, is to bring a different type of meat, show them a different way of using it besides just chicken fried, you know, and that the flavor is something to showcase versus, like I was saying, chicken fry it and cover it with gravy. It's delicious, it's lean, and you can incorporate that into your diet to actually, if you want the cheeseburger, use the wild buffalo, use the wild venison, and your fat and cholesterol is much lower, but you're getting that satisfying burger flavor.
And you're getting healthy fat. Getting very, very healthy fat. That's a critical thing. We did a show last month that linked arthritis, the most degenerative forms of arthritis, not to the mechanical loading of the body by heavy, you know, by being fat, but instead by the types of fat in the body, those pro-inflammatory fats like omega-6 and omega-9s that promote inflammation, promote arthritis. And the anti-inflammatory fats like omega-3s, which we don't get enough of, which are typically found in animal flesh when the animals are raised on natural diets. And interestingly enough, I was talking about this before you came on the air. Alisa, my co-host on Casual Friday, and also the executive producer of the show, called me the other day. She was at a farmer's market that she goes to once in a while, and there was a guy there selling grass-fed beef. Mm-hmm. And she said to me, do you want me to pick you up a few steaks? I says, yeah, absolutely. So then she told me, well, I didn't get you any steaks. I says, why? She goes, well, when I went over to him, the sign on his wall said grass-fed beef next to his truck. But then when she inquired, she goes, now this is grass-fed beef. The guy said, yes. He goes, well, we finish them on corn and grain.
Right.
But they eat grass most of their life. And she didn't get it because she knew that I wouldn't eat it. It's like, I don't understand the logic behind finishing them on corn and grain just to get that little extra fat into them. I don't want that fat. That's pro-inflammatory fat.
Right. Well, and I think that also goes back to, unfortunately, the way that they are being broken down or slaughtered. You know, when you're having to transport these animals, maybe they've done a great job of having them be grass-fed their entire life. Well, it comes time for breakdown, and they have to put them in the 18-wheeler and stress them and send them 300 miles to a feedlot where they're going to have to be fed grain for the 2 weeks that they're there before all of it occurs. And all of the stress that causes on the animals just kind of negates all the good work you did for the 2 years before.
I didn't think of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. Do you use eggs in any of your recipes?
We do. Never major focal points. I love quail eggs,
uh-huh.
So I get those in fresh sometimes for the menu. None of my farmers right now are producing enough eggs. Same reason we're not getting chicken from any of my farmers. There's just not enough of them right now in this area.
Is that a result of the drought, or is that just the way it is over there?
I think it's just the way it is right now. But the more farmers markets business goes up, the more there's restaurants like ours, the more farmers that we see that this is actually a viable livelihood for them and that they want to expand. And it's great to see that these farmers are deciding to do different things and new things and adding on land because these restaurants around town are now able to afford to purchase from them in large quantities to help them through the drought or whatever's going on.
You know, it's funny. The farmer that I've been doing business with for a very, very long time, wonderful Mennonite family.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him this weekend. I went to pick up eggs, and we were having a discussion in the studio the other day. Gee, I wonder how, you know, because he happens to also supply two of the health food stores here in town, Rainbow Blossom, with their eggs. And he also supplies a place called Creation Gardens, which then supplies a lot of the local restaurants
mm-hmm.
with locally sourced foods. And so we were talking to him. I says, hey, Jay, I said, how many eggs does a chicken lay a day? He goes, oh, one.
Right.
And I go, I said, well, you supply a lot of eggs, don't you? He goes, oh, yeah. And I said, well, how many chickens do you have? He goes, well, right now, he goes, I'm down. He goes, right now, because it's getting cold, he goes, we don't have as many chickens. He goes, but the flock will be back up to normal after the winter.
Right.
And I says, what do you got right now? He says, 1,000. I said, you have 1,000 chickens? He goes, oh, normally I got 4,000. I'm like, holy mackerel, 4,000 chickens? He's got a huge, I've been out to his farm numerous times. He's got a gigantic farm. And I mean, he's got buffalo, you know, bison and, mm-hmm. and grass-fed cow. And he's got beef cow that he uses for beef. And he's got milking cows. He's got everything out there. I mean, it's like Noah's Ark without the Ark out there. It's just amazing. And I'm like, are you joking? I said, that's got to be a mess. He goes, oh, yeah. He goes, it's a lot of work. I was like, oh, my God, 4,000 eggs a day?
Could you just the manpower to collect all of those.
Well, that's why those Mennonites have a lot of children. that's the workforce right there. Let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we'll wrap it up. We're talking with Molly McCook. She is Master Chef at Ellerby Fine Dining in Fort Worth, Texas. If you're in the Fort Worth area, drive in and say hello and tell them you heard about them on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. USL Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Finally, a time-released energy tablet. No more shots or drinks filled with sugar. Atomic Tabs are here. Atomic Tabs are the only time-released high-energy chewable tablet available anywhere. Atomic Tabs have as much caffeine as a cup of coffee, combined with energy and focus-enhancing ingredients that will give you a long-lasting wave of energy with no jitters or crash. Energy comes on in 5 minutes after you chew it. Go to AtomicTabs.com, be one of the first 10,000 people to sign the mailing list, and get a free sample of Atomic Tabs. Go to AtomicTabs.com today. Chew your energy.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine. And no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product, bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Molly McCook. So if a restaurant owner is listening to this show today, or let's say someone who's always wanted to open a restaurant, they think, you know, they've been cooking for somebody else, they want to go into the business themselves. What are the biggest challenges to doing a true farm to table restaurant that they need to be aware of?
Well, I think the biggest challenge is learning to be flexible. You have no control over the weather and what's going to occur, so you have to be flexible to change your menu in an instant to go with the flow of what's going on, what's being brought into the market. And also, how much is being brought in. There might be a great green that you love to use, but it's just not producing yet. So you need to find a way to use what is there and most readily available.
So do you actually, like, go to your farmers and call them and say, hey, what are you guys going to have the next couple months? And they'll say this, and so you get some and you start experimenting with recipes?
We do, yeah. And they'll also bring me, say, a seed book. and say, look through, see if there's anything that you want me to grow.
Really?
Next season. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I have great farmers. We've built a great relationship, and we couldn't be doing this without them.
You know, I remember being in the restaurant business, and I can tell you that it is a business that you have to put in really, 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 really long hours. It starts early in the morning when, you know, produce and supplies are being delivered, and there's lots of prep work that has to be done, and then the rush comes in, and you're feeding people, and then the rush is over, and then you're breaking down the kitchen and cleaning up, and next thing you know, it's the morning again, and you start all over again. Is it harder when you are doing farm to table? Is there even more to it now because procuring and the decisions of what to procure and what to change on the menu come into play now?
I don't know if I would say it's harder. I think, honestly, it's more gratifying because there is that spontaneity that you have to keep. You never know what's going to occur. You have to be on your toes no matter what. It's not just the day in, day out, exact same thing. You just have to make sure you get your order in on time. You're actually cooking, and every single day you're thinking about what's going on, and you get to see the reaction from the time that you bring that produce or that protein into the restaurant. By the time you close at 11 o'clock at night, you've either succeeded or failed miserably, and to be able to introduce that to the public and let them have a chance to try it and give you feedback is so satisfying every single day.
What tips can you give me about cooking grass-fed beef?
Don't overcook it. I think that is the main thing. People are so used to cooking fattier beef. The grain-fed just has more fat in it, so they're looking for the grease to come out, and it doesn't do that. This is a lean red meat, so it's going to cook a lot quicker, and it's not going to have as much of the sizzle effect that you're used to with the normal grain-fed.
You think you should cook it on lower heat, low and slow, as opposed to high heat and fast?
I like high heat and fast. A good sear on the outside for steaks, you know, is my favorite. But I'm also a big lover of anything braised, where you do slow and low and till it's just fall apart tender.
Yeah, I like that too. Do you think that grass-fed beef lends itself to grilling as readily as the fattier, conventionally raised beef?
Oh, definitely. I think so, more so, honestly. You know, it's just, it's a cleaner flavor. And so you know that when you grill that piece of meat, once you get used to grilling it, it's much more consistent.
Yeah.
Same with the wild game. Because of the lower fat content, it will cook much more consistently, but it's learning how to read that meat.
Yeah. I know Texas is a really big place, and whenever you go so out of town and you say, well, I'm from Texas, and someone says, oh, I've got a friend who lives in Texas. I got a friend who lives in Conroe. You know where that is? Like, no. Texas is like a country, not like a state.
It's pretty big,
yeah. Yep. But with that being said, are you familiar with a restaurant in Amarillo called the Big Texan?
I have heard of it, yes, with the large steak contest.
Yeah, they have a – I forget what it was. It's been – When I first moved to Las Vegas when I was in my early 20s, I drove and I stopped in Amarillo, Texas, and I ate at the Big Texan. And then I did it once again when I was moving back from Las Vegas 10 years later and going to coming here to Louisville. I stopped there again. And they do have good steak. It's good. But it's interesting because they have a ridiculously big steak. I forget what it is. It's like 5 pounds or something like that, 4 pounds maybe. And it's served with a baked potato and a side of broccoli, I think. And they have a contest. It's like if you can eat everything on the plate, the meal is free. If you can't eat everything on the plate, it's like $100, like $90 or something like that. The interesting thing about this, and I've talked about it before on the show years ago, is more women have successfully cleaned their plate than men.
Really?
Now, I don't know if more women have attempted it. I have to believe more men have attempted it.
I would think so.
Because guys are like, oh, I can eat that. Yeah, for sure. More women have success. Last time I was there, which was 23 years ago, there was like 86 guys who did it and like 147 women who did it. Like clean, you got to eat everything. The skin on the potato, you know, obviously not the bone.
Right.
But, you know, the fat and everything else, you got to eat everything. I think that's really hilarious to me.
That is. Well, I heard that the youngest person who won that was like 8 years old or 10 years old.
Oh, come on. Really?
I could not believe. Mm-hmm. Might be a rumor, but.
Holy mackerel. Well, after seeing that young Asian girl who they had a turkey eating contest someplace, and there was this really, really, really big, robust African-American guy, and then there was this tiny little Asian girl. She must have been 80 pounds, and it was whoever ate the most turkey in a certain period of time. It was for Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. And so he picks the turkey up by its two legs, and he's eating it like somebody at a King Arthur's court. You know, just gnawing through it, biting the legs off it, and just meat hanging from his face. And she's over there cutting and eating and picking it up with her hands and cutting it. And when it was all said and done, she won. She ate like 5.5 pounds of turkey, and he only ate like 3 pounds of turkey.
Slow and steady.
And she was like a little tiny thing. I was like, holy mackerel. That's amazing. But anyway, listen, Molly, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today. I hope that you inspire more of my audience to communicate with the restaurants that they love, that they want to see more locally sourced food on their menu, number one. And number two, maybe some restaurant owners out there going, you know, maybe it's time for me to get down with this program because it's better for my patrons. If you really care about your patrons, you really care about their health, you really care about their well-being, you really need to get with the locally sourced foods and stay away from conventional stuff entirely. That's my opinion.
No, I agree. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Okay, take care.
You too.
All right, so there you have it. I also want to thank Dr. Demetrius Vitakis for coming on and talking about UCLA's new breakthrough with a stem cell therapy that cures melanoma. That's big. I mean, skin cancer is scary. A lot of people die from it. And where it comes from, I have my opinions, and I don't think it's the sun. But needless to say, those people out there who have skin cancer, the only therapies that are available to them are chemotherapies and ionizing radiation, which neither of those are any good. So thanks to Dr. Vitakis's group, and I hope they get fast-tracked, and it doesn't take 10 years for this to make it into a human trial. I hope they make it into a human trial within the next couple years, and a couple years from there, people are actually having this therapy done for them. And, of course, if you're in the Fort Worth area, check out Ellerbee's Fine Dining in Fort Worth, Texas. And, of course, tell Molly McCook that you heard about her on Superhuman Radio. And we'll see everybody tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.